Welcome to the OCR GCSE Physics Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and in the next 10 minutes, we're going to master one of the most fundamental topics in the entire electricity unit, electric current. Whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, this topic comes up every single year, and by the end of this episode, you will feel completely confident tackling any question the examiners throw at you. So grab a pen, maybe a piece of paper, and let's get started. Let's begin with the big picture. Electricity powers almost everything in the modern world. Your phone, your laptop, the lights above you right now. But what actually is electricity? At its heart, electricity is the movement of charged particles and the measure of how much charge is flowing and how fast. That is electric current. Understanding current means understanding the very foundation of all electrical circuits. In your OCR exam, current appears in topic 3.1, and it connects directly to voltage, resistance, power, and energy. So getting this right pays dividends across the whole electricity section. Now let's dive into the core concepts. I want you to really understand these, not just memorize them. First, the definition of current. This is worth one mark in almost every exam paper, and candidates lose it surprisingly often. Current is defined as the rate of flow of charge. Write that down, rate of flow of charge, not the flow of electrons. That's a common mistake. Not the movement of electricity, that's too vague. The precise mark-earning definition is, current is the rate of flow of charge. The unit of current is the ampere, abbreviated as capital A. The unit of charge is the coulomb, abbreviated as capital C. Now, why is it the rate of flow? Think of it like water in a pipe. Imagine you have a hose pipe. The current is like how fast the water is flowing through the pipe. How many liters per second are passing a given point? In electricity, instead of water molecules, we have charged particles, specifically electrons and metal conductors, flowing through the wire. The more charge that passes a point per second, the higher the current. This analogy is really helpful for visualizing what's happening at the microscopic level. Second core concept, the equation Q equals I times T. This is your most important formula for this topic. Q stands for charge, measured in coulombs. I stands for current, measured in amperes. And T stands for time, measured in seconds. So charge equals current multiplied by time. You can rearrange this to find current, I equals Q divided by T, or to find time, T equals Q divided by I. Now, here is the most common mistake in calculations, and I see it every year in mark schemes. Time must always be in seconds before you substitute into this equation. If the question gives you time in minutes, multiply by 60. If it gives you time in hours, multiply by 3,600. Examiners specifically design questions with time in minutes to test whether you remember this conversion. Don't give away those marks. Let me give you an example. A charge of 180 coulombs flows through a wire in 3 minutes. Calculate the current. Step one, convert time. 3 minutes times 60 equals 180 seconds. Step two, write the formula. I equals Q divided by T. Step three, substitute. I equals 180 divided by 180. Step 4, calculate. E equals 1 ampere. That's it. Clean, methodical, full marks. Third core concept, current in series circuits. In a series circuit, all components are connected in a single loop. There is only one path for the current to take. Because of this, the current is the same at every point in the circuit. It doesn't matter whether you measure before the bulb, after the bulb, or anywhere else in the loop. The reading on the ammeter will be identical. This is a direct consequence of the conservation of charge. Charge cannot be created or destroyed, so whatever flows in must flow out. A very common misconception, and examiners specifically test for this, is the idea that current is used up as it passes through a resistor. This is completely wrong. The current does not decrease after passing through a component. What changes is the voltage, not the current. Charge is conserved. Remember, current is the same throughout a series circuit. Fourth core concept, and this is higher tier content. Current in parallel circuits and Kirchhoff's first law. In a parallel circuit, the current has more than one path to take. At each junction, where the circuit splits into branches, the current divides between the branches. Kirchhoff's first law states that the sum of currents entering a junction equals the sum of currents leaving that junction. In symbols, I and equals I1 plus I2, and so on for more branches. Why does this happen? Again, it comes back to conservation of charge. Charge cannot pile up at a junction and disappear. It must all go somewhere. so it splits between the available paths. The amount that goes down each branch depends on the resistance of that branch. More resistance means less current takes that path. But crucially, when you add up all the branch currents, you get back to total current that entered the junction. This is a powerful principle, and examiners love asking you to apply it in circuit calculations. Fifth concept, measuring current with an ammeter. An ammeter measures current and must always be connected in series with the component you want to measure. This means it is placed in the same loop as the component, so the current flows through the ammeter. Never connect an ammeter in parallel. This is a very dangerous error that would short-circuit the component and could damage the ammeter. In circuit diagrams, the ammeter symbol is a circle with the letter A inside it. Also important, ammeters have very low resistance. This is by design. You don't want the measuring instrument to significantly change the current you're trying to measure. If an ammeter had high resistance, it would reduce the current and give you an inaccurate reading. Sixth concept, conventional current versus electron flow. This trips up a lot of students. Conventional current flows from the positive terminal of the battery to the negative terminal, that is, from high potential to low potential. This convention was established before scientists discovered that electrons are the actual charge carriers in metals. In reality, electrons flow from the negative terminal to the positive terminal, the opposite direction. In your exam, unless specifically asked about electron flow, always refer to conventional current direction, positive to negative. Now let's talk exam technique and common mistakes. This is where marks are won and lost. Common mistake number one, defining current as the flow of electrons. This will not earn the mark. You must say rate of flow of charge. The word rate is essential. It implies per unit time, which is what distinguishes current from total charge. Common mistake number two, forgetting to convert time to seconds. I cannot stress this enough. If the question says 5 minutes, you must write 5 times 60 equals 300 seconds before doing anything else. Make it a habit. Whenever you see a time value in a current calculation, immediately check the units. Common mistake number three, saying current decreases in a series circuit. It does not. Voltage drops across components, but current is conserved. If you write the current decreases after passing through the resistor, you will lose the mark and potentially lose marks on follow-up questions too. Common mistake number four, connecting an ammeter in parallel. In a circuit diagram question, always place the ammeter symbol in the wire in series with the component, not branching off to the side. Common mistake number five, confusing milliamps and amps. If you see a current given as, say, 250 milliamps, you must convert to amps before calculating. Divide by 1,000, 250 milliamps equals 0.25 amps. The prefix milli means 1,000th. Now for command word strategies. When a question says, state the definition of current, give a brief, precise answer. Current is the rate of flow of charge. One sentence, no waffle. When a question says, explain why the current is the same at all points in a series circuit, you need to use the word because and reference conservation of charge. The current is the same at all points because charge is conserved, it cannot be created or destroyed, so the same amount of charge passes every point per second. When a question says calculate, always show you're working, write the formula, substitute values with units, then calculate the answer with units. Even if you get the final answer wrong, you can still earn method marks. Now it's time for our quickfire recall quiz. I'll ask 5 questions, pause after each one and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question 1, what is the definition of electric current? Pause now. The answer is, current is the rate of flow of charge. Question 2, what is the unit of charge? Pause now. The answer is, the coulomb, symbol capital C. Question 3, a current of 2 amperes flows for 5 minutes. How much charge flows? Pause now. The answer is, first, convert time. 5 times 60 equals 300 seconds. Then Q equals I times T equals 2 times 300 equals 600 coulombs. Question 4. In a parallel circuit, the total current entering a junction is 3 amperes. One branch carries 1.2 amperes. What is the current in the other branch? Pause now. The answer is, 3 minus 1.2 equals 1.8 amperes by Kirchhoff's first law. Question 5. Should an ammeter be connected in series or in parallel? Pause now. The answer is always in series.
How did you do?
If you got all five, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and reread that section of your notes. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of everything we've covered today. 1. Current is the rate of flow of charge. This precise definition earns the mark. 2. The equation is Q equals I times T. Always convert time to seconds before substituting. 3. In a series circuit, current is the same at all points because charge is conserved. 4. In a parallel circuit, current splits at junctions. The sum of branch currents equals the total current. This is Kirchhoff's first law. This is higher tier content. 5. Ammeters are connected in series and have very low resistance. 6. Conventional current flows from positive to negative. Electrons flow from negative to positive, the opposite direction. 7. Watch out for milliamps, divide by 1,000 to convert to amps. That's everything for today's episode on electric current. You've covered the definition, the equation, series and parallel behavior, ammeter placement, and all the key exam pitfalls. Keep practicing those calculations, make sure you can write that definition, word perfectly, and you'll be picking up marks with confidence in your exam. Good luck with your revision. You've got this. See you in the next episode.